USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is one of many wishing Tiger Woods a speedy recovery. His spokesman tweeting a statement for Trump where he called the 45-year-old a true champion. Trump giving Tiger Woods a Medal of Freedom in 2019. Woods is in serious condition after the crash Wednesday morning. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying that there were no signs of impairment when they arrived on the scene of the crash.
Well, we're looking at signs of under the influence of either narcotics, medication, alcohol, odor of alcohol, all these different things that would give you an idea and their behavior, but there was none present.
President Biden spending his day meeting with black essential business workers. The White House also announcing the president will be heading to Houston, Texas on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The spotlight is on the massive security failures during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Two Senate committees calling a joint hearing and Senator Rob Portman of Ohio saying that lawmakers must find out why the Capitol was so vulnerable to attack.
Some witnesses have suggested there is an intelligence failure. We need to know whether Capitol police officers were properly trained and equipped to respond to an attack on the Capitol.
Residents in a state hit hard by the pandemic will be receiving another stimulus check.
California lawmakers on Monday cleared the way for 5.7 million people to get at least $600 in one-time payments, part of a state-sized coronavirus relief package aimed at helping lower-income people in the Golden State. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will sign it into law on Tuesday. People who are eligible for the money should get it between 45 days and 60 days after receiving their state tax refunds. That's according to the Franchise Tax Board. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats are steamrolling ahead with a massive spending plan on a completely partisan basis. That's how the Kentucky Republican is referring to the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. McConnell says, for example, data shows schools can reopen safely, suggesting they don't need the extra funding to do so. When it comes to some of the indecision that we're hearing regarding schools opening and grandparents visiting their grandkids if they've been vaccinated, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says,
let me talk about the experts in general. And look, we need them. We should listen to them. But most of them are very risk averse. You can say, well, that's a good thing or a bad thing. And let me put it another way. They're scared they're going to be wrong. Okay? Mm. And that's just a fact of human nature. But this is a time for our epidemiologists and our experts to look the American people in the eye, not hedge it one way or the other, forget about being wrong, and give us their best advice. And if circumstances change, come back on Fox News or other stations and say, here's my updated advice, because things have changed. But the American people need to know. We need to know whether we can open our schools. We think everybody says we can, so why hasn't President Biden done it?
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.